Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Desiree Despong about the importance of the lymphatic system and ways to support its healthy flow.
Welcome to the show, Desiree Despong. It is such a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So as you folks know, if you read the intro for this episode, Desiree is CEO and founder of Medela Health Limited. And this is the company behind this beautiful technology called Flowpresso. But before we talk about Flowpresso, we're going to talk about why Flowpresso is even necessary in the world today. And Desiree's area of expertise happens to be lymphatics and the lymphatic system. And so, Desiree, why don't you share with us a little bit about, you know, short little snapshot on what the lymphatic system is, why it's important, and who might need help with their lymphatics?
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. So the lymphatic system, I think, just put really simply, is your garbage system of the body. So it's taking away any overflow from the cells, from the interstitial environment, from your tissue space. So if you think of that, how there's so much value, but one of the other big things that we forget is it's part of your immune system. And therefore, when the lymphatic system is optimally working, so is your immunity. So I think one of the issues that we're seeing now is there's a lot of detox go on. We're being subjected to a lot of environmental conditions that we probably weren't even subjected to 10 years ago. And therefore, what we're finding is that, you know, there's more issues within the tissues. And lymphatic drainage is just so paramount to the recovery for any health condition you're going through. And coming back to your question about who needs it, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. I'm afraid we all need it to some degree. So, but how would someone know? I mean, I know there's the obvious, like people who suffer from a lot of swelling in their legs and their feet, it's a sign that the venous return is not efficient, that there's almost seepage out of the veins of tissue into the surrounding areas, which kind of pools, and it's gravity at play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's some less obvious applications, I think, sometimes for lymphatic, and people will do, actually, before we go there, people will sign up for lymphatic massage, and which I think is also a pretty powerful modality if people can't get themselves to the high-tech version. But I have to say that having had the gift of spending a few minutes in a Flowpresso suit, because it is a suit, folks, it's from the tips of your toes all the way up your trunk, up both arms. And it's like, I mean, this is going to sound kind of weird, but it's like being milked. So the pressure comes in waves from your feet all the way up the legs. Then you get your whole kind of trunk gets done, and then your arms, and then it starts again. And it may sound weird, but I'm going to tell you, it's like the most full body hug you've ever had. So it is truly an experience. But let's talk a little bit about also lymphatic massage. There's also some other technology out there, like the Normatec boots, that are quite different in the way they address lymph. So maybe speak to that a little bit.
Yeah. So Normatec is being used significantly in amongst the sports industry. So it's phenomenal for post-recovery. So it's usually a little bit stronger in its feel of that milking, as you called it. And I think, you know, it has value. If you're in a health recovery point of view, in other words, you're dealing with a condition, the concern is always that it will push the fluid into the groin area. And then
stops, right?
Exactly. And that's where there's always a concern for us from a lymphatic point of view, is we need to propel it up against gravity, up through what they call the thoracic duct, which is in the chest, and it meets with the left subclavian, which goes into the heart to be put through liver, cleansed, and then we obviously eliminate from there. But so, you know, my thing with lymphatics, it's a full body process. It's a full body circulatory system. And to optimize it, we need to do that. So like there's the Balancer Pro, and that's a good technology as well, where they have actually designed it to sort of come up to the chest, but the arm and is separate. The actual vest for the arms and chest area is a separate. So you've got to do it as two separate different therapies over, you know, the day. Whereas we've tried to optimize it by just putting it all together.
Yeah. So what's nice is this continuous motion, because the way lymph goes is you want it to flow and keep moving until its endpoint. As a matter of fact, and actually this is true of any good lymphatic therapy, you're going to need to go to the bathroom afterwards. That's your sign that you got things moving, right?
And there are some phenomenal manual lymphatic drainage therapists. That was my whole background before I went on to develop this. So, you know, there is a lot. There's other things like vibration plates, there's compression stockings now, and like your skins, you know, there's more and more tech is coming out in the sense of wearable garments that can actually support lymphatics. So, you know, it's just understanding the value this system has for your overall recovery, especially if you're doing detox programs or you are recovering from a health issue. You want byproduct gone. You want to boost immunity. And, you know, I think that it just needs to have more focus. It's kind of become the poor cousin to the circulatory system. So the more we can, you know, raise its awareness to people, the more they understand its role in recovery.
So what are the things that people can do to help with the health of their lymphatic system overall? I mean, you know, technology is fantastic. We love it. We're going to tell people where to hopefully look for a therapist that offers it near them. But what are the ways that people can, what are the things people can do to take care of their lymphatic system and optimize?
So there's still the good old fashioned dry skin brushing that we usually do pre-shower. And if you don't even have a fancy brush, you can even use like the equivalent of a face cloth that's a little bit older.
Washcloth. Anything that's dry.
And so there's that. Any sort of like movement is going to help. So a walk, breathing is paramount. So, and I'm talking deep abdominal breath that takes it up through into the chest. We don't realize as a society how our breathing is becoming so short, in the sense of, you know, we're only breathing sort of in the upper quadrant rather than that deep abdominal. And that is paramount, especially if you want to move the lymphatics through the chest wall.
Yeah.
So if you want to propel it up from the abdomen, you've got to be able to work, you know, breathe deeply. There's your vibration plates, as I said earlier. There's your rebounders. They're another option. Even just for those that don't have that, like just pumping, like as in standing from foot to foot and creating a bit of a pump actually helps as well. And, you know, for me, I think it's just that recognition, like elevation of the legs, lying on the floor with your legs up against the wall is another fantastic. It's also a parasympathetic stimulator.
I was going to say that actually puts us into parasympathetic mode. It just drops cortisol. Back in the day when I used to do CrossFit, at the end of a really bad, horrible, great workout, you would actually find a bunch of us lying with our feet up against, our legs up against the wall. Just to try and calm our nervous systems down.
Yeah, it's one of the easiest solutions. Yoga is fantastic for moving lymphatics as well.
Right, because so a piece of that, I think what's important for us all to get our heads around is that the muscles help, right?
Correct.
So developing our muscular system ultimately assists, because the veins don't have a pump.
Yes.
Right? The arteries essentially do. They have the heart, but the veins don't have that pump.
That's correct. Yeah. So if we don't move, the lymphatics doesn't move. And, you know, there's three major components to moving lymph. I said earlier, breath. There's a lymphangion, which is a muscle that wraps around the arteries or the lymphatic capillaries. And that works more ironically when we sleep well. That's a biggie.
So that's interesting, right? So let's talk about that a little bit. How does sleep help our lymphatics? Although I will say that there have been times where back in the day when I used to get swollen feet from flying, which I don't get anymore for a number of reasons, I would wake up in the morning, I'd be fine. Great. 99% of the time. Yeah. So what's going on at night? I'm not moving. I'm not bouncing. I'm not rebounding.
So when we sleep and we stimulate the parasympathetic response, which is the part of the autonomic nervous system I don't think many people are in at the moment. We seem to be in that sort of sympathetic, so the fight flight. And that actually engages the lymphatic system, so this lymphangion, to work. And even they've learned in science now, knowing we've got a glymphatic, so that's the lymphatics of the brain, that to sleep up to 7 to 8 hours to actually get a full toxic reduction to the brain is so valuable. So sleeping is a big part of us being able to stimulate the lymphatics. So that's why, for example, with the Flowprezzo, we've done it in a way you are wrapped up, loved and hugged, for the reason being that we want to engage parasympathetic, which we've seen we can do through heart rate variability, because then I can get optimal lymphatic drainage, because you're in more of the receiving state and the letting go state.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. And also with Flowprezzo, when I was on it, we had the eye mask on, we had the headphones on. If you're listening to beautiful music or doing something like a NuCalm or a brain tap session, which I think brings us to this world of bringing different technologies together that can augment each other. But before we go to that, I just wanted to ask you, you know, if you're comfortable sharing any stories that you've either heard from physicians who are using the technology, or from people that you've worked with yourself, that, you know, can help people to kind of go, wow, that's a really cool story. Are there any examples that you have that you're willing to share?
Yeah, I think so there's twofold. There's the lymphatic side, which, you know, I deal with I've been 20 years in the cancer industry, so I've got a lot of primary lymphedemas. And primary lymphedema is unfortunately a condition that over time will continue to progress. Working with primary lymphedema, we've actually seen that we start to get a reduction over time, and it's actually so unusual to see that in that kind of condition. I think also the detoxification process of people actually able to move through the actual program that they're in without having Hoek's response.
Because you're just getting rid of those toxins so quickly.
Yeah. But I think the most heartfelt experience I've had is working with first responders. And, you know, these in here, and I've just had time here in the US as well with them, and just seeing the stress they're under. And then putting them in the Flowprezzo and seeing how when you wrap someone up, swaddle them, mm-hmm. give them lots of hugs, the change in their whole persona and their cognitive response.
Really?
And that, because they are in a significantly heightened stress, we still see it. I mean, when people come off the suit, we talk about the flow look, and mm-hmm. they look like they've had a few wines and they're absolutely blissed out. And
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, giving someone that feeling of what calm feels like again, mm-hmm. that to me is a treasure, because so many of us are living in a heightened state of stress we didn't even know we were in.
Yeah.
We've created new normal. Mm-hmm. So to be brought back to what I call a functional, autonomic, regulated normal is just an insight. And then the body goes, you know what, I got this again.
Yeah.
And the person feels empowered. They start wanting to look after their diet. We saw it even with the New Zealand police when we did the study. They were coming in and saying, so I hear green tea is better than coffee. What do you think about yoga? And of course, when you're in a clinical study, you can't discuss this sort of stuff. But it was just really insightful to see how when you bring someone back to a place of peace, that they will start to naturally empower themselves to engage in a different way of living.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, I mean, it kind of makes sense. If your nervous system doesn't think you're about to get killed every moment of every hour of every day, all of a sudden we now move to the next hierarchy it needs. How can I be better? How mm-hmm. can I feel better?
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. You also had shared with me some stories of children that you put in the suit, which are so moving, right? Because, and I'm going to let you tell the stories, because it speaks to your point. It's not just about the lymph. There's something about the physical experience of being wrapped in this suit and getting that very gentle and beautiful pressure that puts us in a different state. And with kids, as you know, as we always say, there's no placebo effect. It's either going to work or it's not going to work.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. So we only usually put them in for about a 20-minute session. And we found that within about 5 minutes, their eyes are already glazing. They're going into this beautiful state. But we did this study in New Zealand. We've been looking at hypervigilant children. They call them in the red zone. So they've been through an awful lot. And one particular child was autistic as well. And just being able to see the change and the squeal of delight as they were saying, this is like hugs. And the most moving one for me was one of the children had had an awful life in the sense of what he'd gone through. But he afterwards goes, it was like a hug. It was the first hug I've had since my mum died.
Okay, I'm going to cry again. I cried the first time I heard that. And
it was just, you know, and when you, like, you're right, there is no placebo effect with children. And they're just, you see how it just brings them back. In the school, I met one of the teachers and he said he really didn't feel this was going to be anything of value. And he said, I've got children coming back into the class, engaging, writing, singing, drawing, and they would normally not have any engagement. So, you know, I think even being able to give back, autistic children don't want to get out.
Yeah. No, and that's huge, right? Mm-hmm. So for an autistic child, because you would almost think that a lot of them would fight it. And yet once they get in there,
they're being swaddled. I mean, I have so many people say this must be what it's like in vitro.
Yeah.
Because we've got this fluidity feeling as you're in there, you're wrapped up, you're warm.
Well, there's warmth. There's infrared, right?
Yeah.
We forgot to mention the infrared. Yeah. I forgot to mention the infrared. There's infrared. So you get this, it's not heat, it's warmth.
Yeah.
So which contributes to that somatic experience.
Yeah. We kind of cook you from the inside out.
No, but in a good way, guys. So, okay. So in the few minutes we have left, let's talk a little bit about what types of clinics are you seeing Flowpresso land in? Because, you know, as a consumer, I mean, this is an investment. If you have the means to get your own Flowpresso suit, then run, don't walk, go for it. But otherwise, I think most people are going to be able to access this technology through different types of clinics. And I know that when I first met you was actually in a personal training gym.
Yes.
And they have one or two in there?
They have one in there. Yeah.
So personal training gym is a great setting for this.
Yep. So we are actually not an over-the-counter product. We've found that there's a lot goes on within those sessions. So it now is clinic only with practitioners. So it ranges anything from a massage therapist. We've gone right through to medical doctors and everything in between, your chiropractors, your NDs. You know, we've even got people in the field of counseling, those kind of areas.
I was going to say, like therapists, you would almost think.
It's amazing when you put two people in at the same time in the same room. It's phenomenal, especially couples that are having a little bit of struggle with each other because we forget that we're all at different levels of stress. So if we can down-regulate you together at the same time, it's also great mother and child in the same room when they've been through a lot as an ordeal together for illness. So for us, you know, like, I mean, we're in biological dentistry now.
Yeah.
You know,
anything to get people into that parasympathetic state before. I mean, even after, but definitely before to get people to relax.
Yeah. So I thought we'd have just a few little areas, but now we're kind of branching into everywhere because, you know, most people are seeing the value, you know, to the downregulation of the autonomic nervous system, but also that lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Desiree, where can people find you? How can they learn more about Flowpresso and all that you do?
So we have a website. So it's www.flowpresso, P-R-E-S-S-O, which actually means pressure, and everyone loves to call it espresso, .co, so co.nz. And so that's our main website. We're on Instagram. I have a personal Instagram now. I'm finally branching out into social media.
Nice. So I'll be your 12th follower. I'm in.
So that's probably the best way to learn. And there's a really great page there to put a application in to try. So we can find a Flowpresso in your area.
Amazing. Thank you so very much. Such a pleasure to speak with you as always. And thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.